We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Nun Vav in this edition. The Magid Miduvna had explained that there are three types of people. He described that there's a type of person who goes out on a business trip and he spends all his money and he leaves nothing because he figures I'll go to the hotel room and I won't pay at all. There's the type of person who leaves just enough money to pay for his expenses, and there's the type of person who, even though he's going on a business trip, he leaves behind some money because he figures, who knows what I'll encounter in life. And he said that's the way people are when it comes to the way they lead their life here. Some people, they figure, who knows what's yet to come, I better do tshuva and lead a good life now. Some people say, I'll have time when I'll get old, I'll get it in, and they get it in. And then you have those people who really don't care, they figure they're going to lead the good life here, and they're never going to pay the bill at the hotel. And we who have learned the story of the two people who came to the inn, we understand that the Magid Miduvna and his wisdom here is really taking a medrash. He gives it as a mashal, but really this mashal we already learned 2 weeks ago on Friday, this mashal is really a medrash that discusses a person who walks into an inn and tries to leave without even paying. V'zeu b'ur ha-madrigot. We're in the middle paragraph, and this is the explanation of the different levels shezacheru chazan that our sages mentioned. Lo dayan sheinam charedim matzivim yon amita. Chazal mentioned that there are the wicked that it's not enough that they're not worried or saddened by the imminent death that every human being is going to encounter. Lekayem b'cholet yuchal begadecha levanim. They don't fulfill the verse that says one should always ensure that his clothing are clean. Meaning one should always ensure that he's leading a correct life. He shouldn't say, let me sin now and I'll deal with it in the future. They're not on that second level even, that second level that says, fine, I'll enjoy life now and then eventually I'll do tshuva. They're not even holding there. They're even worse than that. Their hearts that are as wide as the ulam, that's that third type that figures, let me just enjoy life as much as I can. Bari could mean very wide, corpulent, yeah. Beglonish bari meot, no? Ve'ilat ze ki adibur en lo chelik v'nachalayim ha'idiyah. And the cause for all of this, bottom line, at the end, he gives us a frightening thought, which he mentioned earlier in passing. He says that speech has nothing to do with knowledge. That's an interesting point. Speech has nothing to do with knowledge. You could say things and not mean them. And not only that, but we've discussed often that the way most people work is they talk first and think later. We think as we speak. Kasher einenu ro'ot. What?
He'd be referring to quoting. I say this because someone else said it.
Oh. Kasher einenu ro'ot tinok. As we see, a small child, makdim ledaber ulitzafzef, he starts talking, he starts making sounds, terem datot advarim shudover, before he even knows what he's saying. V'adibur tzlam kofam tzafzef, speech for a child is like a bird chirping. Umdaber mashilimduto, he knows how to say what you tell him. Right? You guys have seen it. You come to my house, and my kids will make a bracha on the tils yudayim. They don't know anything. Right? You've seen it. They don't know what they're saying. They don't know what Baruch means, Ato, Hashem, nothing. That's a child, okay? That's fine. He's doing what he's being taught. Achi bavur ze yidayim yano. Would you say that just because he knows how to talk, that means he knows what he's talking about? Halo ofu lo dat velo tvunabo. He's like a bird. He's got no knowledge, no understanding. He's chirping. You know, it was interesting. We went to... one of the kids had a siyum. They finished Sefer Bereishis. So they sat there and the whole class was chanting a song in which they said, Hashem, Hashem, I daven to you. You should make me give nachas to my parents, to my rabbeim, to you, and I should live a life that's in line with your Torah, and I should do everything you want me to do. And as I hear all these, you have like 50 little kids singing this, I started crying. And it was a fight between my emotions and my logic. My logic said, they don't know what they're saying. My emotion said, that's still exciting to see 50 children singing, Hashem, let me do what you want. And at the same time, I know they don't know what they're talking about. The kids have no concept, they have no clue what they're saying. I think there's still a lot that's positive about that a kid, those are the songs that he sings. But that's a child. speech is really like a mask that the human being wears. We can use speech as a blanket that covers us, that we use to cover ourselves from certain concepts. That the Yetzer gives us, and speech is a way that we can divert our own attention. גם שום הדברים הקרובים אליו מאוד יכביד עליו אבטית לבלתי ייתן דעתו וליבו לדעת מציאותו ועילתו מהותו ואיכותו ותכליתו. He says, really, גם שום הדברים הקרובים אליו מאוד, even though it's something that's very close to you, what a person says is should be most close to himself, you know, it's his expression of who he is, but יכביד עליו אבטית. It's covered by this thick film, like a thick layer of mortar covers it. A person doesn't give thought to understand the essence of his speech, what's the cause of his speech, what's the purity of his speech, what's the purpose of his speech. So, we don't think about where we're headed. People say, you know, I know I'm going to die. Do you really know you're going to die? So again, let's just get the train of thought. He said that teva, our nature, is different than our dat on two points. One is that teva is there from the beginning. Our nature is something that we're born with. The need to eat, to drink, to sleep, etc. And secondly, that the nature demands its needs, whereas the dat does not. Meaning if you're going to try not to eat, the nature will force you to be hungry. You're going to try not to sleep, your nature will tell you, hey, I'm tired. Your eyes are going to start shutting on yourself. A person's nature demands what it needs. It's not only a drive to act, it's also a drive which makes its presence known. Now, that, we said, is something which you have to give your attention to. And he said it applies to everything. You could see something 100 times and not know what it looks like. Have you taken note of it? You know, you walk out of this building. How many times have you walked out of the building? How many times have you seen the license plates in front of the building? Can you rattle off one of them? Because you've never taken the time to notice. There are a lot of things that we see, we hear, and unless we give our attention, we don't know it. Now, by the same token, our speech is something which we can get accustomed to saying things and we don't give it any thought. We can just talk. When he's talking about dat, this concept that is something which only works when you apply it, he says that's the same thing as true with speech. Sometimes we think if I said it, I mean it. Oh, no. Gosh. Right. Baruch Hashem, Yirtzeh Hashem, Kshei Yirtzeh Hashem, all kinds of things we say. Do we mean it? No. Our lips can get accustomed to talking without our meaning it. And then he gave this example of the wicked who speak about, yeah, I'm going to, who knows, maybe I'll die tomorrow, and they don't even mean it. So he said the cause of all this is the cause that people can be on such a low level is the fact that our speech doesn't have to be connected to our intellect. We said,
But it goes against the principle, isn't it? For instance, the name Chava speech is connected strongly with the intellect. That what defines us, isn't it? And differs us from animals.
Because of its capacity. Its capacity is to be that way. It's the capacity to high levels of holiness.
But their speech is clearly strongly connected with the intellect, isn't it? And now it says it's not always an expression of the intellect. It can be just without even thinking of it.
What are you going to say when Chava?
I thought I have something like she was named that because it means
speech. Yeah. Rabbi Yeshua ibn Shuiv says that.
Speech.
Yes.
And
yes.
That means that's what could mean exactly.
He says that's because Rabbi Yeshua ibn Shuiv writes that Chava is because of speech, because that's the highest level of the humanity is discernible from animals in their speech.
Yeah,
it's potential.
It's potential.
But his point is, sometimes we think that our speech is always reflective of our dat. And he says, no. Just like what we see can see it and not retain it, not even notice that it's there. Yeah, our dot controls our other functions. We should know that our dot also controls our speech. And even though technically speech is something that's very close to me, it's more active than sight and hearing. You know, right now we're sitting here talking. We have a choice which senses we notice. Do you notice the fan blowing? You can't. We're talking. If you'd start noticing everything, if you'd notice the flickering of the lights and everything all around you, you wouldn't be able to concentrate. So we zone out certain things. But speech, you think, you know, I'm talking. You know, I have to be active. It's not like my other senses where I'm passive and I sense. No, you should know, even though you're active, even though it's something that's so close to a person, speech is just like the other senses. If you focus your dot on it, then your dot is connected to your speech. And if not, then not. והמעשים הפרטים אשר בידו היו לו לפליטה מהוריו, כי עיניו ראו את אשר הם עשו, והוא עושה גם כן. אבל בלי הסתכלות, בלא דעת ולא תבונה, ואינם מסימים ליבם לכלכלם במשפט הראוי למעשים ההם, לכל פרטיהם ואופניהם. He says, "Hamasim apratim asher biyado." His individual actions, ayulo lifleita meorav, they should really cause him to escape his parents, so to speak. You know, ki einav ra'u et asher hem asu. He sees their actions, v'usa gam ken, and he chooses to go down the same road. An abusive son chooses to be abusive. Why? Because it's habit. It's teva. When a person was grown up a certain way, he can say whatever he wants. It's a terrible thing to be abusive. It's a terrible thing to do these things. He can say all the speeches in the world. But speech has nothing to do with what you're going to do. Your actions are first determined by your nature. If you want to apply your dot will overcome your nature. But you have to know that your speech and your capacity to give the most fantastic speeches about concepts has nothing to do with what you are, who you are. If a person doesn't take note, below dat, below tvuna, without knowledge, without understanding, he's not going to change. And people choose not to take heart, not to give focus, to really decide and define what's the proper way to do these actions. And this applies to all details. We all are products of a certain home, of a certain society, and we have certain norms and they become our nature, and the question, or they become our habit. Nature isn't the right word. They become our habits, and even though we could talk and we could say, the question is, where is our da'at? Where is our thought? It's not only about what we say; it's about where we apply our concentration, what we choose to think about. I have to tell you that I'm unconvinced that my explanation of this last section of the Duvna Magid is what he meant to say. I read it, explained it, but his terminology and his jumping from point to point leaves me in doubt myself as to how to interpret this last paragraph. I invite you to read it on your own, and I myself want to review this paragraph, and I'm unconvinced. That's why I said this is a difficult work to learn on your own, because he sometimes goes from topic to topic, and you have to follow the train of thought, and I'm not always convinced that I got his point correctly, and this is one of those times where I'm not convinced. So I've given you an interpretation which I hope is doing justice to the work, but I remain with a question in my own mind: is this the point he wanted to make or not? I'm not sure. Please reread it. I will reread it, and let's see. But, you know, the work's in front of you, so see for yourself.